night. Every night this week, this microphone somehow's got underneath that tire. And I'm going to fix it tonight. Let's see here. Where it ain't going to do it. I'm going to put it just on the outside part there. There we go. Hallelujah.
It is good to be here tonight, and it's good to be alive and on this side of eternity. It's good to see God's house full again tonight. And I want to tell you, we're living in a time that's serious. We're living in serious times. You know, people talks about things that happened 100 years ago. I met a man today, and he said, "Why?" I was talking about what kind of service we had last night, and I was still bubbling and all this stuff. And he said, "Well, you don't hear much of that." And I said, "You could if the church would turn loose." He didn't say no more. I'm here to tell you what, people, that's what we need to do. Is just get in there. You know, I believe the Bible says, not Willard Bryant says this, but the Bible says if a man takes hold of the plow and looks back, he's not fit for the kingdom of heaven. That'll go along with what the brethren was just saying there. I'm here to tell you what. I'm so unworthy to go to heaven. I feel so little to standing before this congregation. But I'm here to tell you what. Jesus Christ came and He died that I could go to heaven.
Right.
And tonight, that's what I want to preach on. It's enough. If I title this sermon anything, it'll be, "It's enough."
Yeah.
It don't have to have nothing added to it or nothing take away from it.
Right.
It's enough. God gave His best that He had in heaven. And it's enough. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 Timothy chapter 2. This is some instructions that Paul gave a young minister named Timothy. And this here, the first part of this chapter, it talks about universal prayer and thanksgiving. It talks about how we as God, as people, we need to give God thanks. Thanks for what He does. We need to continuously be in prayer for the lost and undone, for the sick, for the church, world, and for the saved and the unsaved alike. But tonight I want to read a little bit here, and I want to preach a little bit on "It's Enough." It's enough. And I want you to remember that if you forget everything else that I say tonight. Jesus Christ paid the price, and it's enough. Let me read. It said, "I exhort therefore that first of all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all what? Men. For kings and for all are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we come to Thee tonight, we thank You, O God, for the reading of Thy Word. We thank You, our Heavenly Father, for each and every one that's come this way tonight. We thank You, O God, for every visitor that's here. We thank You, O God, tonight that You seem fit for us to come back and to preach Thy infallible Word. Now we pray, O God, tonight, Lord, that You would look down in a special way upon us. Help us, O God, here tonight to preach the Word, Lord. It would help someone along life's way. Now we commit this service into Thy hands. In Jesus' holy name we pray. amen and amen. Tonight I want to preach on it's enough. You know, we're living in a society and everybody tries to twist everything around to suit themselves. I want to tell you tonight, this Bible that I hold in my hand tonight, it's a road map from earth to heaven, and it's enough to get me there. I don't care how many scholars they take and they add to and take away, how smart they think they are. The old King James Version is still enough. It was enough for my forefathers to make it through this life on. It was enough to build this great nation that you and I live in, and it's enough to save an old rich boy, old poor boy like me. It's enough to save the rich man. It's enough to save the poor bird. But I want to tell you what, tonight God has got enough spirit for us all. You know the Bible says, asking you shall receive, knocking it shall be opened unto you. The reason people don't have nothing is out of the Word of God. A lot of times they'll open it up, they'll read it like a storybook, and then they'll shut it out. I'm here to tell you what, the Word of God still says, to rightly divide the Word. I'm here to tell you what, it also says, it's sharper than a two-edged sword, it'll cut to the marrow of the bone. I want to tell you what was sin 50 years ago is still sin tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Word of God is ever settled in heaven. There's nothing can be added to it or take away. And I want to tell you tonight, it's enough, Brother Randolph, for this old boy. I'm here to tell you what, the Bible, when the Bible says it is settled, that's exactly what it means, Brother Lloyd. I want to tell you, we're living in a society that people, they want to twist the Word around where to be easy on themselves. But I'm here to tell you what, the Word of God still says He'll let you believe a lie and be damned. I want to tell you what, not everything that picks a Bible up and cries glory, hallelujah, throws her hands up as a child of God. I'll just flat tell you straight from the pulpit, you got to be called by God to be a minister, and you got to be convicted of your sin if you ever get saved. And I'm here to tell you what, old time conviction, it may be out of society, but I'm here to tell you what, it's still not out of style. How do you know, preacher? I'm a man the same as you are, and I'm here to tell you what, whenever I sin and come short of the glory of God, I don't have to run up to Brother Harbin over here and ask him if I've sinned. I'm here to tell you what, Jesus Christ Himself, He took care of that on Calvary. Hallelujah tonight. Give the Lord a hand. Glory. You know, back in the Old Testament, I'll get to my sermon here in a minute. Back in the Old Testament, the Bible talked about how they take the little turtle dove and offer it up for their sin. They'd find them a little sheep without a spot and without a blemish. Oh, it had to be pure to offer it up. I'm here to tell you what, one day God looked down upon this earth. Oh, He saw that mankind, it was going further and further away. Oh, you got to have a sacrifice to take care of things. The Bible said He looked all over the earth. He looked beneath the earth. Oh, and He looked all over everywhere. But the little lamb, it came up and He said, Father, I'll go. His only begotten Son. I want to tell you what. And whenever He would come into this world, the Bible said that He came in the same form that you and I came in. He came to a woman, and the Bible said that she was conceived of the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you what, scholars still trying to figure that out. I'll tell you what, if they keep digging over in the Middle East, they keep figuring out the Word of God, they'll actually some of these days figure out that the Bible is true. I'm here to tell you what, children, there's nothing that can be added unto it. Well, I can't get off of that, but it's enough for us all tonight. Now, the little turtle dove, it couldn't take care of it. The little sheep, it couldn't, little lamb, it couldn't take care of it. But boy, I tell you what, when Jesus Christ was born there at the age of 12, his earthly father and mother, I tell you what, they missed him there one day. They caught him down there. They caught him down there with the doctors and the lawyers. The Bible said he was down there teaching them. What do you think he was teaching them about? He was teaching them about grace. Let's flat tell you what he was teaching them. Children, he was teaching the doctors of the law and all the lawyers of the law. I tell you what, he was down there. I'm not very smart in this of the Word of God, but I've got enough sense to know that the grace of God is sufficient for every one of us tonight. The Bible says you're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. I'm here to tell you tonight, grace is what we need in our lives. And I'll tell you what, we need to open that book, Brother Charles, and we need to study the book and apply it to ourselves. And I'm here to tell you what, people, we'll go out there and we'll live a better life before the lost and undone. That's for the church now. That didn't cost you a penny. That come from heaven tonight. I'll just flat tell you. I want to tell you now. The Bible said there, it's supplications. It's got the S on it. That means more of them. It said there, prayers, that means more of them. I tell you what, I run up on a good sister one time, just got to tell this. I told her, pray, pray, pray. She said, why would you pray more than one time? I said, read the Word. Pray without ceasing is what the Word of God says. I'm here to tell you what, if you're in the will of God, stay with it. I want to tell you tonight, stay in there and pray unto a God that can deliver you. But you know, church, we're living in a society that people don't take time to offer up prayers and thanksgiving like you ought to offer unto God. Now, another thing I want to talk about tonight, it talked about get there on that. But children, I want to talk about something else. You know what? Before Jesus Christ came into this world, mankind didn't have a chance. I'll just flat tell you, he didn't have a chance. Why didn't he have a chance? He done added so many laws unto the laws unto the laws. I'm here to tell you what, they didn't know what they believe. You know today, there's a lot of people who don't know what they believe. And I'll tell you what, if you think you do, just get in the car and go with me a while. You'll find out. You'll see red faces, you'll see people twist, and I'll tell you what, you'll see people come one time and hear me too. I'll just flat tell you, but I need to hear the truth. The Bible says the truth will set you free, and this quoted again tonight, he that is set free is free indeed. You know what's wrong with the shackles on people? They got them on there because they want them on there. I'll just preach it the way it is. I'll tell you what, if we'll get humble with God, the Bible says, not Willard Bryant, but the Bible says to draw nigh unto God, and He'll draw nigh unto you. Cleanse ye hearts, ye double-minded. I want to tell you tonight, you can't have your mind on everything and have it on God. I'm here to tell you what, if you're in love with the world, you need to fall out of love with the world and fall in love with God. I'll tell you what, and it'll be enough. It'll be enough to take care of what's wrong in your life. I don't know your life tonight. Only you and God does. But I'm telling you what, if you got sin in your life, right here's a good place to get her out, brother. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you're trying to walk a haphazard life, right here's a good place to get fired up for the Lord. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, if you're fired up for God, to stay fired up, right here's a good place to come. And it'll be enough for you, me, and everyone else. Yeah. Glory. I thought I couldn't hold out last night. But I'll tell you what, it's coming tonight. Now, it's enough. Oh, how do you know it's enough? Well, sir, I'll just flat tell you. Something I've done and experienced, and nobody can't tell me no different. I'm pretty stubborn. Anybody knows me? Ask my wife after church how stubborn I am. She'll flat tell you. I don't change my mind like a lot of people does. I'm here to tell you what. When God does something for me, I don't care how many demons in hell comes my way, tries to convince me it's wrong. I'm here to tell you what. When God does it, it's done right. He never has done nothing halfway. He didn't have He saved me. He saved me from the end of my toe to the top of my head, brother. I'm here to tell you what, children or not, I know. Do you know? Well, glory. I'll tell you what's wrong with the world today. They don't know whether they're saved or not. Just well to preach it all. My last night anyway, again. And it's probably the church of Bobby wanted to be. But I want to tell you what. It's time that we come down and know in real life that God is all we need in our life. You know what? These psychologists and these doctors, these drugstores, and a lot of these people, if they had God in their life, I'm going to tell you, you could get in to see them a lot oftener whenever you's actually sick.
You're right.
Well, preacher, you quit preaching and started meddling. No, I ain't. I'm just telling you the way it is. And it'll be enough. It'll be enough. Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. The Bible says over there in the book of Revelation, chapter 1, I believe it says, I am Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He was there in the beginning, and praise God, He's going to be there in the end, Steve. He was there the night that I got saved. He's here tonight with me, and He's going to be there when I draw that last breath. Amen. He said in His Word, He said, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, I'll go all the way, even to the end of this world. Hallelujah! And it don't stop there. He's going to be there all through eternity. And it's going to be enough for this old boy. You know, we're living in a society where people is not satisfied with nothing to have. I'll tell you what, I got one thing I'm satisfied with. That's my salvation. I'm satisfied with it, brother. Glory. And if you ain't satisfied, you're in there. I'll tell you where you need to be. Right here. Right here. Oh, I'll tell you what, whenever the Lord gives you, oh, without the Spirit, the Bible says we're none of His.
Right.
We don't want to leave that out. And it'll be enough, the Bible says, to lead and guide us, Brother Annell, through all truth, not just through part of it.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you what. No wonder people's tossed to and fro by every little old wind and doctrine that comes through the land. I told my wife one time, I said I could get me a Bible, build me a church and get in the pulpit and preach that Jesus Christ was going to come someday the next week and ride a donkey around the square of Columbia backers, and they'd be somebody believe it. I'm here to tell you what, that's Jesus Christ is enough. He don't even need Willard Bryce. But I thank God that He saved me, and I thank God He put me in the ministry. I do. I'll tell you what, about any preacher can out-preach me. But I'll just tell you one thing, they don't enjoy it no better than I do. I'm here to tell you what, I enjoy preaching the Word of God. I'll tell you what, I enjoy evangelizing. I do. I enjoy going to see different people. And I'll tell you what, but a chiller, I'm going to try to tell you tonight, Jesus Christ is what you need in your life, and it'll be enough. It'll be enough. You know what I read? I seen the other day, I read a little old hymn paper. I picked up somewhere, and it talked about where they was offering up these things unto the Lord for a sacrifice, and they were doing all these rituals so their sins would be forgiven. I'm here to tell you what the only ritual that I know of that you need to do is just humble yourself unto God and ask God to forgive you from the heart, not from the lips. I'm telling you what, there's a lot of lip service. This world's getting all in tonight. I'm here to tell you what, the Bible said, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Oh, I'll tell you what, a lot of lip service. I'll tell you what's wrong with the world. You get rid of lip service and get the working service in there. I'm here to tell you what, you'll see things happen.
Amen.
You'll see things happen.
Amen.
Children, just like we seen last night, see the power of God demonstrated.
Right.
I'm here to tell you what, that's what we need.
Amen.
We all need it. There's not a one here. There's not a one from the youngest to the oldest that don't need Jesus Christ in their life.
Amen.
Now, let's flat tell you, you may think you're a munch on, you can get by doing about anything. You know what? We're born to free moral age and we can do a lot of things. But I'm here to tell you what, I say, a lot of things we do may not be of God. You think about it. But if this here right here don't back it up, listen to me this a minute. If this here don't back it up, it ain't of God. If the brethren said tonight, if it ain't of faith, I tell you what, it's sin. I'll just flat tell you what it is. It's sin. And I'll tell you what, I quoted to you last night over there. I believe if you got sin, you need, you got an advocate with the Father. John said over there. But I want to tell you what tonight, church. If you need to pray, Jesus Christ is your answer tonight. Not Willard Bryan or not this preacher or not this preacher. Not even the singers. I'll tell you what, it takes it all to have a service. But I'm here to tell you what, you need Jesus in your life is what you need. That's what you need.
Amen.
You know, I had a family member to come to me, told me that I needed to go a certain place, and had a program for every age or something like that. And I just shook my head and walked off. Help me cool, Brother Lloyd. I'm here to tell you what.
Amen.
I just pray that, just pray for him. You know, now, you know, Christ, I said, was enough. The Bible teaches us that He bore our sins of many upon the cross of Calvary.
Right.
What if He died upon the cross? They took Him down and put Him in the tomb. What if He hadn't arisen that third day?
Amen. Right.
What if He hadn't come forth?
We'd
still be lost and undone. But you know what? He came out of there.
Amen.
And the Bible says if this same Spirit dwells in us that lifted Him out of that, this is Willard's words now, I'm here to tell you what, we are going to lift us out some of these days.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to be? Think about this. I told somebody today, said, where would you like to be when the Lord come back if you was alive? I said, well, either in the pulpit or preaching His Word, or standing in the middle of a big graveyard somewhere and watch them old saints come out of that ground.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. Did you ever think about it? Oh, everybody. I could ask every one of you how you think the end's going to wind up. And I'll guarantee you there wouldn't be five of you have the same opinion how it's going to be. You know why? You know why? We just don't know. Just bring her down straight. We can read the Word, take what we got, and it'll go so far and our little mind will shut us down, won't it?
Yeah.
You know what? I'll tell you how it's going to be. I'll just flat tell you. If you're saved, you're going to heaven.
Right.
If you're lost and undone, you're going to go to hell.
Amen.
And you're going to be at a judgment too, brother.
Right.
And you're going to give account for every deed that you do in this body, whether it be good or whether it be bad.
Amen.
That's what the Word says. Willard Bryant don't say that. And I'll tell you what, that scares me. Oh, preacher. What do you mean? Preach like you've been a preaching, and that scares you. Well, let me tell you something. I live in an old fleshly body just like you do.
Amen.
I live there. But let me tell you what. I've got something that dwells within. That leads and guides me. Tells me. Have you ever been somewhere and you felt like you didn't need to be there?
Yeah.
Listen to me. What do you think that is? Do you think that's the devil telling you to get out of there? No! That's the Spirit of God telling you to get. With every temptation, I'll back that up with the Word. With every temptation, the Bible says He'll make a way of escape. You know what? Whenever we're drawn away, we're drawn away by our own lust.
That's right.
That's what James said.
Amen.
I'll just preach it to you tonight. But I want to tell you something tonight. If you need something in your life, listen to me just for a minute and I'm going to shut up. If you need something in your life tonight that you don't have, you need a peace of mind in your mind that you don't have, right here's Christ to come and
right.
Get it. I don't have it in my pocket. The preacher here don't have it. The church does not have it wrote down on the rules and regulations of the church. But I'll tell you who does give it to you. The one that is enough, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
You know what? When He died up on that cross of Calvary, you know what? He said, Lord, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? Oh, I'll tell you what. He died there for the sins of this world.
That's right.
For your sins and for my sins, He took them to the cross.
That's right.
You know what held Him there? The Bible says He could have called 10,000 legions of angels to tuck Him off that cross.
You're right.
But you know what? What held Him there? Was me. Was you.
Amen.
And if time lasts, it's the next generation on. And up to me from Him. He bore the sins for everyone. I told you last night that old veil was rent from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. We have access to go to heaven tonight.
That's right.
And Jesus Christ is enough.
Amen.
As we get us a song tonight, whoever's going to sing tonight, would you come tonight? And if you're here and you got a need in your life, don't matter what that need is, I'll just flat tell you, it's none of my business. You don't have to come up here and confess to me. It's none of my business. You confess it to Jesus Christ. He'll be enough for whatever you need. If you're here tonight and you've never been saved, and you want to be saved tonight, you can. You're here tonight and you're burdened down, and you want to get rid of that burden, I'll just flat tell you, take it to the Lord. He's the one. Not me, not no one else, but take it to the Lord. And don't worry about what somebody thinks about you. It's none of their business anyway. And if you can't tell them, I can, if they say anything. I told one time, it wasn't enough. They said, well, reckon what he's done. And I just looked at it like this, big leader of a church. I said, I don't think that'd be any of your business. That's between him and the Lord. You know what? I ain't been invited back there, I don't think.
That's all right, brother. That's all right.
But that's all right. Man got worked out. I'm interested in seeing people enjoy their salvation. I'm interested in seeing people getting saved. I'm interested in people being fired up for the Lord. I'm interested in people being concerned about their neighbor that's lost and undone. And I'm interested in seeing the churches built. I'll tell you what, we're living in a society people won't. They can care less, it seems like. But God put something in my heart. It gave me a different zeal than a lot of people's got. Tonight, if you need something from the Lord, I told you what the recipe is. I told you who's enough. Now it's yours. I've delivered what God has gave me to deliver unto you. Now what you do with it is between you and your God. Stand with us as we sing. If you're here tonight and you need to pray, just come to this altar.